Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our subscribers and listeners, and from New Hampshire's farm and farmers markets, full of fresh goods, rich with agricultural heritage, and available all year long. You can find local farmers markets, farm stands, fairs, and more near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture. And the Gundalow Company, offering summer adventure camps in Portsmouth for ages 5 to 15, exploring the region's rivers, tide pools, and shore through sailing, boat building, marine science, and art. Learn more at gundalow.org.
So black flies are really annoying.
No doubt.
But as we've discussed, they are a sign of a healthy ecosystem.
Yeah, the presence of black flies means there are sources of clean, fresh, running water nearby.
Black flies are also among the explosion of insect protein in the Northeast this time of year, which signals the arrival of more colorful residents, neotropical migrant songbirds. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
Today, we're looking at a particular phenomenon that happens this time of year. In birding circles, it's called warbler fallout.
Great! Warblers are some of my favorite birds.
These active birds are tiny, between 4 and 6 inches long. In many species, the males are brilliantly colored.
Migrant birds have been trickling in for over a month now, returning from their wintering grounds.
Most of the warblers we see in New Hampshire spend those cold months in Central America and the Caribbean, and are now returning to their breeding grounds.
To be clear, warblers are a pretty diverse family of small songbirds.
You can say that again. There are about 50 species of wood warblers in North America, and about 25 of them breed right here in New Hampshire.
And several more species that don't breed here still pass through the state on their way to their preferred breeding grounds.
Which brings us back to warbler fallout.
Right?
So during their spring migration, warblers travel at night, following celestial cues, we think, to stay on course. But when the fog rolls in, they fall out in random places until the weather changes.
And sometimes they just stop because they're tired. After all, they've covered quite a few miles in the last couple of weeks. Either way, warblers fall out of the sky en masse.
If you're in the right place, like a park, farm, or woodlot, at the right time, you can watch hundreds of warblers land, looking for bugs to refuel and to rest a spell.
And it's quite a spectacle, because all the males are adorned in their bright spring breeding plumage.
You can get an idea of what naturalist Edwin Teal described as rainbow birds by the names we've given them. Black-throated blue warbler, yellow-rumped warbler, cerulean warbler.
There's the black Bernian warbler that has a black and orange head.
And the chestnut-sided warbler, which has rusty stripes below his wings and a yellow cap.
In addition to their garish colors, their songs also give them away if you know what to listen for.
Birders have developed some mnemonic devices over the years to help them identify their songs. Ovenbirds, for example, call out, "Teacher, teacher, teacher."
Meanwhile, yellow warblers say, "Sweet, sweet, sweeter than sweet."
And the common yellow throat goes with, "Witchety, witchety, witchety." Warblers employ nest-building strategies as varied as their songs and colors. For example, ovenbirds actually build nests on the ground.
And many do nest in trees in a wide variety of tree species and at widely varied heights. So where can you spot this warbler fallout?
Where can't you see the fallout? There are spots all over New Hampshire to catch this remarkable display.
Yeah, just head over to your nearest forest and don't forget to bring your bug spray.
Because where there are warblers, there must be bugs. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Our producer is Andrew Perella.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
The main reason I decided to incorporate NHPR into my estate planning is because it absolutely is an essential part of my day.
Robert Cody of Deerfield.
Doing so with an IRA account is a very tax-efficient way of transferring your assets to the future.
Fund the future of NHPR by naming us as a beneficiary to your IRA. Learn more about this and other plan giving options at nhpr.giveplans.org.